No, plans to scale up the response to extreme weather events such as Storm Eowyn have not been finalised even as new storm season approaches. The Climate Change Advisory Council has criticised the delay, saying last January's storm and its immediate predecessor Storm Dara exposed significant shortcomings in how the state agencies and services managed the widespread impacts, and expressed disappointment that an all-of-government review of Storm Eowyn response was overdue, and said preparations were needed urgently before another storm of that magnitude hits Ireland. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is the chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council's Adaptation Committee, Professor Peter Thorne. Professor Thorne, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
Now, there's bad memories in this county of both Storm Dara and Storm Eowyn. There was a snow event in between those as well. And we had people without power, people stuck in their homes for days, roads blocked, and all sorts of chaos that went on. And it was a bit of a scramble after those events to try and get aid to those people. And promises were made that intensive work would be done to try and mitigate the impacts of similar storms. You're saying not enough has been done. Would that be right?
Yeah, clearly and demonstrably not enough has been done. There aren't centres set up ready to go within hours of an event that are known to communities who are going to be impacted by these events. And even worse, the government has not made good on a promise to provide access to funds to impacted individuals and communities in a very fast and very efficient way.
Not enough, you said, tangible events, because what we saw, this affects absolutely everything. As we develop and we develop our infrastructure, what can happen is if the power goes, everything goes. Your broadband's gone, your phone's gone, your electricity's gone, but also your water's gone.
Yeah, and it highlighted the cascading impacts that extreme weather events can have upon us and how poorly prepared we are. So we need the sticking plaster of the immediate things that we can do for this season. We also need serious investment in the long term to make us more resilient, particularly communities who are very vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. We know not everywhere in the country or even a county such as Kerry is equally vulnerable. We need to identify the hotspots. We need to address those proactively. We need to see proverbial spades in the ground and action happening. Less of the talk, more of the walk.
Okay, there was meant to be a review of this. It was announced by the Minister for Housing, James Brown, days after it happened. And the thought was it would be done by summer, but we're still waiting. Is that right?
We are still waiting. The Department of Housing have said that it has gone to other departments and they're waiting for their feedback. Meanwhile, we have, for example, the potential of a tail end of a hurricane hitting this weekend. Fortunately, the models are increasingly pushing it north and north and away from us. But a couple of days ago, it looked like particularly the west and in particular the northwest was going to get an absolute walloping on Friday and Saturday. I think that's looking less likely now, but it is still not completely out of the woods. And this is just the start of the storm season.
Are we going to see more of these type of events, do you think, this year and as we go into the next number of years? The intensity of the rainfall, the strength of the gales, is that we're going to have to contend with?
So the things we're really confident in are the intense rainfall and also heat waves. Remember, we've just come through the hottest summer. People might not have felt it because it was mainly nighttime temperatures. Those things we're nailed on are definitely down to humans. Storms are harder, but it's certainly plausible that we could get more severe storms and perhaps even more frequent storms in the future. But it's not as certain as that rainfall or the heat waves is.
Okay. Peter, what do the government need to do right now? There has been discussion of emergency response hubs. What are you saying the government need to do and do quickly?
Although those emergency response hubs need to be set up, communities need to know where they need to go. Fundamentally, if your power goes out, you need to go somewhere to go that's warm, that you can get a hot meal, that you can get a shower, that you can plug your phone in, where you can actually take some refuge from it. It doesn't mean staying there 24/7, but it gives you that opportunity. We need access to funds for affected individuals. And then we need to get super serious about the long-term program of government investment required to make ourselves more resilient to these climate events in the future.
Finally, you're calling as well for a well-funded extreme weather assistance scheme for households and for small businesses.
Yeah, so if you are impacted, you don't need the cash in 6 months' time, having filled in 7 forms and argued it with 6 different departments. You need access to funds immediately to be able to meet your immediate needs, to keep your business afloat, to have the food that you need on the table. So we need a much simpler scheme for people who are demonstrably impacted by these events so that they can continue their daily lives, so their businesses can remain afloat.
Yeah, Peter, final point on this. There's separate information out this morning that more than 100,000 properties along our coastline are at risk of flooding. And that's, you know, they'll all become uninsurable as well because of that. We're becoming more vulnerable to extreme coastal events, and that's also going to have an impact.
Yeah, look, sea level is going to rise for hundreds and thousands of years. We have talked for a long time about the need for a coastal plan. The government got scared when an initial plan for a plan came out, and deputies in coastal constituencies said, this isn't happening, not this side of an election, and my fear is it's not happening the other side of the election either. We need to get serious about this. We cannot protect every kilometre of our coastline. We will need to give some coast back to the sea, sadly.
That means tough decisions will have to be made, unpopular decisions, uncomfortable decisions.
Absolutely. Not every inch of the coastline can plausibly be protected. So we will need to make very tough decisions. The longer we kick it down, kick the can down the road, the harder those decisions become. The more we build vulnerability for communities.
Okay. All right, Peter, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about that on the programme this morning. That's Professor Peter Thorne there, who is chair of the Climate Advisory Council's Adaptation Committee, which took a look at what's being done, what preparations have been put in place since last year. And they're saying, look, there's not enough money in the budget that's put aside for this. There should be a separate fund set up for homes to access cash quickly when they need them after being hit by these storms. Pre-stocked and available emergency hubs need to be up and running, and everyone needs to know where they are. None of that has been done, despite promises that this would be done and it would be done quickly enough. And we're now, as he said, heading into storm season, and we're seeing the first of the storms coming through. And hopefully, as he said, it's pushing further northwest, so we'll have less of an impact. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme.